They'd already have been assassinated by a Jedi sword. And now here they were, in the midst of their attack on Greenwood Station, and a Jedi was attempting to flee the planet, the Peacemaker ship giving her away. She had come here incognito, but might be leaving the seeds of a wider war behind. Right now, escape was her priority, and stopping Dale. Everything else could be smoothed over afterward. A few moments later, she heard the static and scratch of Tree turning on the comm headset in the top laser turret.
Okay, we're fired up. I think I have this. Foot pedals to turn the turret, tracking screen, combat display, touch trigger.
You damage my gun and I'll gut you!
Yeah, Jedi. You and which army?
Lannery laughed softly, always keeping her eyes on the closing targets. They had fanned out behind the Peacemaker and were approaching in a wide pincer. Soon the shooting would begin. Front cannons will be in my control, Lannery said. But I'll be busy flying this thing as well. You've got the best field of fire behind us, and you'll have visual.
I've got visual.
You see? Lannery was cut off by the dull thuds of the upper turret's laser cannons firing. Eyes on the screen, she twitched the ship to the left and hit the boosters. Then she switched on the Peacemaker's deflector shields and kept one hand hovering over their control lever. She'd have to angle the shields in accordance with which direction the next attack was coming.
Missed!
Tree shouted into her ears. She heard the gentle hum of the turret's motors working as Tree turned, and then the first ship streaked ahead of them. They were still in the upper reaches of the atmosphere. Lannery swung left, but heat flare glared across the windows, and she had to rely on scanners to keep tabs on the attacking Nul Tandor ships. They were fast and very maneuverable. Tree?
Can't see much. Think I winged it.
Lannery flicked a switch so that the targeting computer display sprang up before her. Even before locking on, she let off a burst of fire, strafing across where the lead ship might fly. It twitched left and climbed. She thrust forward with all the power the ship had, and the attackers fell back a little. But she knew hers would be a momentary lead. Their ships would be at least as fast as the Peacemaker.
Right,
Tree muttered, and his cannon let off several sustained bursts.
Yes! One down! One down!
Good shooting, Lannery said, but she was distracted. Shift deflector shield to the rear. Angle the ship out of the atmosphere. Keep an eye on trajectories and the bright sparks of the two remaining ships. Still talking to herself, even though Tree was there. For a moment, she wondered what she'd have done if he weren't with her. But then everything would have been very different. It was through his contacts on Nox that she'd been able to find Dale. The ship reached the highest extremes of Nox's polluted air, the stars speckling into view, and it was almost as if she felt it come alive in her hands. The Peacemaker was fine in atmospheres, but it was in the vacuum of space where it truly came into its own. We're away from Nox.
Good. I can see again.
Grav units phasing in.
Ah, great. There goes my stomach.
She grinned. They're following.
Didn't think they'd give up. You'd be a good prize.
And you?
I don't think they'd worry about...
The Peacemaker shook as a volley of shots smacked across its left flank.
Where'd that come from?
Two more from out of the sun.
Yeah, but...
His laser fired again, and he was muttering all the time, words Lannery could not quite make out. On the scanner, she saw another ship flare briefly into a hail of smaller parts, then expand into a cloud, then fade away. Still three out there, she said. Another ship powered toward them, then disappeared. I've lost it.
Me too.
You can't see it?
No, gone. Can't you force see it or something?
Lannery ignored the quip and swung the ship sharply left and up, aiming for where she thought the ship might have gone. Climbing directly away from the Peacemaker and above them, it might for a moment have disappeared from her scanners, shielded by its exhaust and angle of climb. It was a good trick, but one Lannery knew. She'd used it once or twice herself. She saw the glimmer of starlight on metal before her scanner even picked it up. She closed her eyes and breathed deeply, comfortable in the force. Then she looked again, past the grid lines of the targeting computer, past the pulsing lights and scrolling figures of laser preparedness, target distance, altitude, and attitude. And when the time came, she touched the fire pad once. A single shot streaked ahead of them, and 8 kilometers away, the ship flowered into a blazing bloom.
Whoa! Good shot.
Those last two are coming in fast. One port, one starboard.
I'll take starboard.
The laser cannons thudded. Lannery took the ship through a roll and then powered directly up and away from Nox. Gravity grasped the vessel, as if sad to let go. The whole ship shook. She took manual control of the underside turret and swept it to port, watching the targeting grid on the left of her screen as the central 4 quadrants turned red. She fired several bursts, but already knew that she'd missed. Tree shouted,
"Look out! There!"
And then the whole ship shook as a plasma torpedo exploded 0.5 kilometers away, ignited by the ship's shielding system. Lannery let the blast tip the ship to starboard, knowing that fighting the effect would waste time and effort. Then she took control once again. "Everything at that port ship," she said, opening fire. Tree's cannon thumped, and she saw the streaking trails of laser blasts converging in the distance. On the scanner, the blooming star of destruction.
"Yes! One more down!"
"The other's making a run for it."
"Let's go! I'll put a shot into its afterburner!"
Lannery considered for a moment, then turned away from the fleeing ship. It was already 13 kilometers away, the distance between them growing fast. "No time," she said, "and no point." Tree was silent for a while. Then she heard his sigh. Relief, perhaps, and gratitude that they were still alive. "Stay up there a while," Lannery said. "They might have gotten a message off. Could be we have more company."
"Yeah."
Lannery muted the comm. In truth, there would be no more company, because she'd blocked the fighters' communications as soon as she'd seen them. But she wanted to take a moment on her own, compose herself, submit herself to the Force and every soothing, empowering aspect it meant to her. She breathed deeply and took a final look back down at Nox. Even from this far out, the dying city of Greenwood Station was the largest, most obvious feature on the planet they were leaving behind. Chapter 15. Randan's Folly.
"Jedi must know their limits. There are places we should not go, things we should not do, powers we should not seek. The Force has an incredible strength, but a Jedi's true strength is in knowing when to use it, and when not."